Welcome to the Start Over Coder podcast. I am the Start Over Coder, and I'm taking you along on my quest, taking up a new career as a professional developer and pursuing financial independence. Today, I'll be starting a series of episodes about how I am pursuing financial independence. And I say it every week, I'm taking up a new career and pursuing financial independence, but you have probably noticed that FI isn't really something that I've focused on the podcast very much. And I think there are a few reasons for that. First of all, it's something, when it comes to money, I mean, it's something that I personally think that I've done wrong for so long that it's a little bit of, who am I to talk about this? Who am I to share information or anything about it? I am definitely not a professional, so I think there's a little bit of hesitancy from me on that end. Also, when it comes to financial independence, the things that I have learned, I definitely take the approach of set it and forget it, you know, make it so that I don't have to make money decisions on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month basis. So that's kind of the mode I'm in now. So unlike coding, it's not something that I'm really thinking about really that often at all anymore. Another reason, the payoff isn't immediate. You know, when you're coding, when you're building things, you see the result of it straight away. And that is not the case for investing in long-term financial independence. So you can't really say, I tried this, this was the result, let me tell you about it. It's, I tried this, and I hope it goes well in 30, 40 years. So it's a bit different in that sense, and maybe I have a bit less confidence about it. And finally, the last reason I think is because money is a very personal thing, and it's a touchy subject for a lot of people. I might put myself into that category, even though I definitely feel more excited and kind of empowered about it now that I have a little bit more information about what I'm trying to do and what I would like to accomplish when it comes to money. But at the same time, I am hyper aware of the fact that it is a very sensitive subject. And so maybe have been a bit hesitant on that side too to talk about it on this podcast. But even with all of these reasons, I do think it's a very important topic and really something that people don't necessarily talk about enough, if you ask me. And not to mention, it's a huge part of why I started this podcast, why I started seriously learning how to code. So I do want to make sure that it is a topic that's covered and discussed on this podcast. So in this episode, I'm going to be sharing a little bit about how I started even thinking about all of this, how I got into financial independence, and why I decided to learn to code to pursue it. But also, I will go into a bit more specific. So what specifically am I doing? You know, how am I thinking about money? How am I spending money? How am I saving money? Where am I saving it? All of those things. So there is a lot to cover. And because of that, I'm going to break it into a few episodes. And for today, it really will just be that background. So let me start with the beginning. So to frame the context for all of this, it's probably helpful to know sort of where I'm coming from. And by all accounts, I would say that growing up, I have a childhood that I can't really be mad at. First of all, I grew up in America, so, you know, global economic standards, pretty much lucked out there. I have a family that has always worked really, really hard to make sure that we had, you know, a safe home, a place where I felt like I could be comfortable. Education was always really important, so I was always in decent schools. Sometimes those were public, sometimes those were private, but I've always had education kind of as a main goal or a positive, stable presence in my life. And on top of that, I also had time and ability to participate in extracurriculars. So growing up, I definitely had, you know, a lot of great, great things happen and, you know, as part of my life that I am really fortunate to have happen. I know it's not like that for everybody. At the same time, there were always things that I was aware of and that I wanted that there was just not enough money for when I was kind of growing up. So to this day, I can still remember, you know, specific toys, specific clothing items from very specific stores that all of my friends had that I didn't have. So there was always kind of the awareness that there isn't enough money for everything. And when it comes to money, you know, my money mindset, some people call it, that was the thing that I think stuck for me, that there isn't enough money. It's going to run out at some point. And that is just how it works. That's kind of the basic premise that everybody works with when it comes to money. So the fallout of that is that You know, you've got to work to pay for your bills and you've got to work to survive. That's just how it is. That is the, you know, basic number one rule when it comes to money. And whatever it is that you want to do, you know, any big goals that you have of things that are going to cost money, you just got to figure out whatever you need to do to make that happen. So if that's working a lot extra to get some extra money to buy that thing, then that's what it is. If it's taking on debt, which is something that I did myself, then that's what it is. And that was just kind of how it was understood. And the result of that thinking was that as I, you know, kind of moved away from home and started to earn my own money and buy my own things and look after myself, that was really my mindset. So I was looking at expenses from month to month to determine what I could afford and, you know, what I could buy. So when it came to leasing a car, it was, you know, what is the monthly payment going to be and what can I afford? What is the coolest car I can possibly get for that monthly payment? Same thing with car insurance, you know, that factored into it. And then as I started earning more money, that just meant I could afford more things. So I got Showtime and HBO on my cable package, and I had Netflix back in the days when it was, you know, mail delivery, and then Blockbuster membership and all of these things, eating out more and more, a nicer and nicer apartment every time I moved. I just kind of kept filling up my expenses based on however much more I was earning. And the reason for that is because thinking about everything that I understood and thought about how money works, it really was the big picture that was missing. And the big picture is like, you know, what do you want to accomplish and what are your goals? And that's not something that I had ever really even considered. It was just literally, how can I survive from check to check, from month to month? And so that meant that I rarely had more money than I needed, or, you know, so heaven forbid an emergency should come up. There was no such concept in my mind of an emergency fund. Like I said, I took on debt for going to college. I had really massive student loans. And so it was always just paying the minimum for that, even deferring it for a bit, you know, just accepting the fact that this debt is a part of my life now. And it was literally tens of thousands of dollars. So it was such a huge number that it seemed like it would just always be there. And I accepted that. And so really didn't make any efforts towards paying that off for such a long time. And then for any other big expenses that may come up in the future, like buying a house or, you know, any unexpected events, the thought was, you know, I'll just deal with that when it comes. For right now, I've just got to focus on what I've got coming in front of me over the next week, 2 weeks, you know, month or what have you. So that was kind of my mindset. And I operated that way for years, absolutely years. And I think it's pretty common to think that way about money. You know, that's what all my friends were doing. That's what my friends' parents were doing. And that's what my parents, you know, my whole family lived like that. So it was just normal. And I don't think it's unusual, to be honest. Now, I will say the flip side of kind of living in that way is that I did get really, really good at finding money-related opportunities. So if there was like a rewards program out there, some way to earn something free by doing whatever, you know, I gave my shopping data, my personal data to anybody who would give me something free, because getting those rewards and getting something out of not really having to do anything, I really was very keen on doing. Similarly, every free activity in any city that I lived in, I probably knew about it and did quite a bit of them. And then the biggest one that I really took advantage of was a company that I was working for at the time offered tuition reimbursement. So I was able to get a master's degree for free, just, you know, from having that mindset of there's not enough money, but if these opportunities present themselves, I'm going to go after them. So it wasn't all bad. I definitely think I missed out on the big picture, but there were some benefits that came from it too. Now, that said, at some point, clearly, because I'm talking about financial independence now, all of that changed. And I'm going to talk about that part of it in a bit more detail in the next episode, when I will be talking about how to actually get the knowledge and, you know, how to learn how to pursue financial independence and just do things differently. But the bottom line is I realized that the practice of spending every dollar I earned and really just having no bigger goals wasn't working for me. You know, I had to work for that lifestyle. And if I didn't work, then I wouldn't be able to have that lifestyle anymore. I wouldn't have a lifestyle that I particularly wanted, to be honest. So ultimately, that led me to pursuing financial independence. And in doing so, I came up with some goals about, you know, what I actually am working towards. And I did talk about this way back in episode 2. So if you've been listening from the beginning, this may be a little bit of repetition, but I think it's important to revisit the goals because that is what makes it so clear about what it is that you're working towards. So first of all, to redefine financial independence, it basically means that whatever income you have is not tied directly to the number of hours that you work. So that could be interest that you're earning from savings. It could be investment income, whether that's, you know, investments like stocks and bonds, and then you're earning, you know, that money is appreciating over time. Or if you have a real estate investment and you're getting income from that, you know, any kind of investment income counts as this. If there are products that you've made that you kind of put a lot of work into and then sell and then don't really have to put any work into afterwards, you know, online courses are a great example of that, where you put a lot of work in upfront. You know, I've benefited from these where I pay for these classes. But yeah, a lot of work goes into it upfront. You put it online, do some marketing and make sure people know about it. But then really the follow-up is beyond, you know, there are different ways to do it. So yes, there is the element of ongoing support and making sure that your customers are happy with the product. But there is also the aspect that you can also pay people to do that for you. So there is a way of doing it that you are earning income without really having to do anything after that initial investment of effort. So another way, another term that's used quite often to describe this is passive income. So all of your income, you're not actually working for specifically at that time in order to get that income. And the key with financial independence is that all of your living expenses are covered by that passive income. You don't have to work to, you know, pay your bills or pay for your housing or pay for your vacations or anything. You know, all of the money is coming in anyway. And the benefit of this is that it gives you the freedom and flexibility to pretty much live your life how you want to, where you want to, and all of that, which is ideal if you ask me. That's a great way to live life. So, you know, you can live wherever you want to in the world. Personally, I love travel. I love going to different places and learning different things about, you know, just different ways that people do things all over the world. And being able to do that and live in places for longer periods of time, for me, is just so cool. So that is a huge goal for me when it comes to financial independence, being able to really take long vacations and even live in places for, you know, a few months at a time, definitely longer than a week, which is what my kind of standard vacations are now, if and when I get to take them. But, you know, it's not just going around the world and traveling and sitting on the beach. Work, to me, is part of financial independence as well, because I like working with people and I like making cool things and I like solving problems and coming up with really, you know, optimized solutions for those problems. I actually get a lot of enjoyment and fulfillment out of that. And so you may have noticed in the introduction to this podcast, quite a while ago now, I stopped saying that I'm dropping the 9-to-5. That used to be part of my little intro. And the reason is because I don't necessarily want to drop the 9-to-5. Like, I like having work as part of my life. But the key is that it's working how you want to. So working on projects or companies or ideas that are personally engaging and that you have a vested interest in. And when it's not working anymore, when you're not getting that personal fulfillment from working on whatever the thing is, then you have the freedom to move on. You know, you don't necessarily need to have that paycheck or need those benefits in order to live your life comfortably. You've got money anyway, and so you just move on when it's not working anymore. So right now, I don't completely have this freedom. That's clearly what I'm working towards, that I'm talking about on this podcast. And beyond just trying to achieve the financial goals of that, it's also really trying to have the lifestyle that accompanies it now. So I'm definitely not of the approach of, you know, work crazy hard for 10 years, earn a whole lot of money, but you're literally, your life is your job. And then at the end, then you get the benefit of that. I want to enjoy it now. So figuring out how I can do that with coding and, you know, being a developer is really my goal with this whole project. So that is a bit of background for the next few episodes. And next week, I'm going to fill in the middle bit. So what actually flipped the switch to get me to move from kind of spend everything and increase my expenses as I earn more money to where I am now, which is working towards financial independence, being quite a bit smarter about how and when I spend my money, how I save my money, how I invest my money, all of those things. And what I think is most important is how to still enjoy life while actually pursuing these goals. So that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Do tune in next episode. And if in the meantime you'd like to leave a comment, you can open up this episode in the show notes and click directly to the Start Over Coder webpage where you can leave a comment there on the site. And one quick note before we go. Last week, I did mention that the feed was going to go crazy, the podcast feed. I'm very, very, very happy to say that I figured out a way to completely avoid that situation. And so if you unsubscribed, you can resubscribe. If you were annoyed that I was even going to have to do that, you can unannoy yourself because I figured out how to not to do it. So yay for that. But anyway, if you like what you hear and want to stay with me on this journey of learning to code, starting a new career, and pursuing financial independence, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. You can do it through your favorite podcast app or visit startovercoder.com/subscribe for some options. And that is all for this time. Signing off.